Hello and welcome to the PeopleCert Q2 2025 conference. My name is Courtney, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. Please note that this call is being recorded, and for the duration, your lines will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions, and this can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you require assistance at any time, please press star zero, and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Founder and CEO, Mr. Byron Nicolaides, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Hello everyone. Welcome to this call, Q2 2025. I'm Byron Nicolaides, and together with me is George, our CFO, and Petros, Senior Vice President of Investor Relations Corporate Development. Moving to slide number five, the highlights of Q2 2025 is, in general, there is an improvement, I would say a significant improvement versus the Q1 that started quite slow, and we're going to touch on this again. Our revenue was 25 million pounds, -7% versus 2024, significant improvement, and LTM June 2025 at 113 million, which was -2% versus LTM March 2025. The EBITDA was at 16 million pounds, and the adjusted EBITDA was -4%, 61 million versus LTM March 2025. The adjusted EBITDA margin at 54% versus 55% in March 2025. As of 30th of June 2025, our net debt was at 146 million pounds, and we had our cash position 111 million versus 105 million as of March 2025, and the net debt to EBITDA at 2.4x versus 4.1x when it was LTM March 2021 when we borrowed the money from the markets. The important points of Q2 is that the revenue was up 22% versus Q1 2025, and the adjusted EBITDA up 30% versus Q1 2025. Things are improving. If you remember, 2024 had a slow start, primarily because of tariffs in the U.S. and general political uncertainty. A lot of our clients started delaying orders. We see a pickup on Q2. Hopefully, this is going to further become normalized in Q3. Also, part of the lower Q1 was the lower global demand for migration and language certification. This impacted significantly our numbers on languages. Now, because we're approaching 12 months for the expiration of our bond, September 2025, we have arranged and committed financing from Eurobank, 200 million, and this is good either for refinancing of the bond or at the same time, if we have any acquisition, we can use it for acquisition. Essentially, we are, together with our existing cash position, we are more than covered for the refinancing of the bond. Another good piece of information is that in the last 3 years, we've been working very hard to get the recognition in our English language test to be recognized by the Australian authorities for migration purposes and for academic purposes. Now, this is almost done, and I think this is going to have an impact, significant impact on English language business. This year, starting mid-August, as well as for next year. We also continue to have investment in our products and deployed further second part of our AI strategy, collaborating also with Microsoft as part of our transformation initiatives. Moving to slide number 6, on the top we have same numbers. Revenue LTM June 25, 113 million, adjusted EBITDA at £61 million, margin at 54%, cash flow conversion at 85%, and net cash to EBITDA at 2.4 times. And exams are at 57%, the other products at 43%. IT is 59%, language is 9%, project management 32%. We should expect the language going up. And then by geography, EMEA is 68%, America 16%, and APEX again 16%. And by channel, B2B 88%, and B2C 12%. No significant changes here. Moving on slide number 7, you see also the breakdown of the revenue by line. So you see the exams are 58%, probably it's a decimal, it's at 57%. And then the content is at 24% proprietary content. And you see the others, 7%, 3%, 4%, and 1%. Slide number 8, you see that we are at around 2.4 times net debt to EBITDA, stabilizing there, close to 2 times. And that's it from my side. I would like right now to pass to George to give you more details on our numbers and the financial evolution.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm George. As we discussed, our revenue LTM June is at 113 million, slightly lower compared to the previous year, but in general, it's almost flat in the last 4 years. Same applies to our profitability, and the most important one is that the profitability margin remains in the usual range. Our CapEx is again stable in the range of 9 to 10 million pounds. This is what is happening in the recent past. And it represents a number of 8%, a percentage of 8% as percentage of revenue. The combination of the high profitability and the CapEx spending has a result of a very good free cash flow generation. As you can see, our conversion from EBITDA is in the range of 85%. Minimal variations in the working capital. So all in all, the big picture here is that despite the slight decrease in our top line, our financial profile remains very strong, with strong profitability and strong cash flow generation. In the capital structure side, we have a net debt to EBITDA in the range of 2.4%. It's slightly higher compared to LTM March. And the reason is that our adjusted EBITDA is 2 million lower, while at the same time, the translation of the 300 million euros to pounds is a bit higher because British pound has been lower compared to euro. But again, it's a really low number and significantly lower compared to our issuance. In the next three slides, 12, 13, and 14, we have the income statement, the balance sheet, and the cash flow statement. We have also uploaded in the investors area side in our website the press release. So there you can find additional information on our financial statements. This concludes our presentation, and we are happy to proceed to the Q&A session.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. Please ensure your line is unmuted locally and you will be advised when to ask your question. That was star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we have a question coming through from the line of Laura Holmesy calling from MFS. Please go ahead.
Hi there, thanks for taking my question. I understand you committed the or secured $200 million of financing. The total bond is obviously $300 million, so what was your plan with regards to the remaining amount, or do you actually plan to try and refinance the full $300 million and keep the $200 million committed for M&A purposes, as you mentioned? Thank you.
This was a defensive move from our side. We are covered together with our cash position. So this takes the pressure out of us to act quickly, immediately. And we'll act accordingly after September, according to how the markets are going to react.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We currently have no further callers in the queue, so as a reminder, star 1 if you would like to ask a question on today's call. We do have a question coming through from the line of Shaiyong Zhu calling from Aegon Asset Management. Please go ahead.
May I just ask a follow-up on that Eurobank financing? What's the interest rate on that facility?
Well, I don't think I can tell you the interest rate, but I can elaborate. It's significantly lower than the interest rate that we have in our bond, as well as in what the market would quote to us, which would be lower than it was a few years ago. No.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Currently no further questions, so as a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your keypad now. Okay, and we have no further questions coming through, so I shall turn the call back across to yourself, Mr. Nikolaides, to conclude. Thank you.
Okay, I would like to say a thank you to everybody who has been in this call, our investors. I want to wish a good vacation. In case you're not out, we are from Greece. August is the time of vacation. And see you in our next call, regardless of Eurobank financing, as I understand. Nothing changes. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your handsets.